Now we have made contact with a gentleman. That I'm looking forward to talking to. He's not there? Oh, what happened, Frito? Just, if you would, tell me on the air what happened here. Kip Keno was just...
Well, he was there, and then we brought him up.
Phone disconnected.
Okay, let's go back and see if we can get that number back, Frito. Joining us from Kenya on the Bob's Steak and Chop House Hotline. Good morning to Kip Keno. How are you, Kip?
Hello?
Hello, Kip. How are you?
Fine.
That's fine. I hope you can hear us in the United States. First of all, just a general congratulations on a magnificent athletic career.
Yeah.
Kip, at what point did you and your wife decide you would take whatever earnings you had and try to do something for the children of Kenya?
I tell you, I can't hear you.
Oh, that's a bummer. Kip, can you hear me now?
Hello?
Hello?
I can't hear you.
Oh, my. Is that the end of the...
The reception is bad.
Okay. Kip, can we try you right back?
Can you call me back later?
Okay, we'll call you back.
It is bad. I can't hear.
Okay. Thank you, Kip. We will try Kip Keno back. Frito, this is a guy we got to keep trying because his story is one of the most remarkable. Frito, good going. I know dealing with Kenyan phone systems and cell phones in Kenya must be an adventure.
We'll try giving him a call back when he can do it from a landline. How's that?
Okay, good. In fact, why don't you try right now to call him back.
Set it up.
And ask him when he'll be on a landline.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, joining us now in studio is our colleague, Norm Hinskis. You can hear him every day from
good morning.
10 to noon. Good morning, Norm. How
morning.
Are you?
I'm fine.
Now, for a couple days, Norm, you've been telling us that Kip Keno was going to join you on the show.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to mislead. We just had awful communication problems.
Well, yeah, no one thinks you were trying to mislead, but we understand, you know, he's calling on a cell phone from Kenya that it can it'd be really dicey. So what we've done is to help you out, we're going to give you the 5 minutes here on the show.
Thank you so much. I can't tell you how much I appreciate this.
Yeah, because we understand we do have Kip Keno on a clear cell phone now with you, Norm.
Oh, we have him. Kip, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, Kip.
Hello, Norm.
Yes, how are you, my friend?
I'm sorry, my reception, it is not good, it is bad.
But can you hear me talking to you now?
Can you call me back?
No!
You are breaking up.
No!
Your voice is too high. I do not understand.
I'll try to talk a little lower. How about this? Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Yes, Kip.
Damn cell phone. Norman, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you fine.
Damn cell phone.
I can hear you fine, my friend.
Norm.
Yes?
How you look, Joe?
Well, I'm fine, my friend. Yes, great. Yes, great.
I have you now, Norm.
Okay. Good.
Oh, no.
Good.
I've lost you. No. I am in cell hell.
Frito has worked so hard. Producers have to put up with so much stuff.
Yes.
And Frito has worked so hard. I know we got you now, though,
hello,
right?
Hello, Frito.
No, he's not. This is Norm.
Yes,
is Norm.
Norman.
Yes,
I can hear you now.
Okay. Reset for us, Norm. Who
okay,
is this?
This is Kip Keno, the world record holder, 1,500 meters, one of the great all-time tracks. Just great. Yes, great. Gold medal winner. And he has... a story.
Hello.
He has a story to tell. I'm not so sure where to start, Kip. Just you start. You tell us your story.
Tell you a story.
Yes.
About the man named Jed, poor mountaineer, barely kept
no,
the family.
No. Not that story. Tell us your story.
I was born a poor black child.
No, not that far back.
Oh.
Not that far back. Just don't go. Why did you adopt all these kids? We understand you have like 80 kids.
Yes, I adopt children, Norm.
Yes, why did you adopt these kids?
I adopt 80 million.
But, 80 million?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I am such a good man. I am a good human interest story.
What are these kids doing right now?
I do not have the kids anymore.
Oh, what happened?
I sold them to science.
What?
Yes. Yes, I make good profits. Honda Accord.
I know you're just joking around. It's great how you joke around.
I only adopted them, I tell you now, for tax breaks.
Norm, you've built this guy up as the greatest humanitarian in sports.
No. He has a story to tell, though.
They have snot and pee-pee.
What do you do when you are not running or adopting kids?
I run my line of big boy restaurants in Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Is that right? You're Kip's big boy.
Yes.
That's your chain.
Norm, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
You are breaking up more than Pamela and Tommy.
Wacky the stuff you have on. What does your wife think of this?
I tell you now, she's a bitch.
Oh, please, for the most callous response to the most serious subject matter.
I tell you now to your face, that wife of mine, she is a bitch.
Oh, please, that is it. That is it. That's enough.
She does not like the children.
That is enough.
Yes.
Oh, what do you mean she doesn't like the children?
She hates all the children because of snot and pee-pee. Hey, listen. Norm, I have to go. I am listening to the Hardline on Archive. Okay.
Okay.
Can you call me back?
About 11:15. Well, Frito will try you back. Okay. I'm not sure if that worked the way. Still some.
Sorry about that.
I'm telling you, he has a story to tell.
Let me try again.
Well, yeah. I mean, he was named one of the 12 athletes who care by Sports Illustrated. Oh. He's supposed to be the great humanitarian from Africa, but it didn't sound like it there, Norm.
Well, trust me. We'll do it. We'll do it again. Frito. 11:15, 11:30.
You're gonna reschedule it again.
We'll try one more time.
All right. Sorry, we helped you out a little bit. At least you communicated.
Thank you so much, my friend.
No problem.
Thank you so much.